55 after the hour. Here's the latest from Menudo on Hits 107. That's kind of, you know, what it used to be like. But we're talking about Menudo today, of all things. I mean, when you think of the Menendez brothers, you don't necessarily think of Menudo. But if you connect the dots a little bit, which retrospectively, 30 years later, I'm amazed this hasn't been done until now. But, yeah, there's some very dark things that connect Menudo, the 1970s and 80s Puerto Rican boy band, to the Menendez brothers. That connection? Their father, Jose Menendez. You may not know this, but Jose Menendez was the head of RCA Records at the time, the same record label that put out Menudo's music. He was obsessed with them. Now, when you're the head of a record label, of course, you support your artists and you go to shows and you promote, and you do this. Something you don't do, or you shouldn't do anyway, is molest the band and rape the band members. That's usually a big no-no. Unfortunately, the music industry is filled with pedophiles and horrible human beings. And that was common practice. And you know what? It still is today, kids, which is very sickening. But the connection here could possibly exonerate or give a new trial to the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric, who've been in prison since 1996. This is a shocking one. And the allegations have been coming out for years against the former founder of Menudo for sexual abuse and rape and things of that nature. But just recently, are we now hearing about the allegations against Jose Menendez, the father of the two boys, who the boys said were sexually abusing them as well. Thoughts?
Oh, I have so many thoughts. First of all, I need to confess I'm a member of Gen X, and I was so hot for Robbie Rosa. He doesn't even go by Robbie Rosa anymore. I think it's like Draco or however you'd pronounce it. So he's kind of changed his name. I was going to marry him. I mean, I had posters on the wall of Robbie Rosa. I was smitten. Oh my goodness. So the fact that Menudo is now in the news again just brought me back to like an 80s weekend for me, because I didn't know that they were connected to this story at all. I had no idea. And I know is it on Netflix? There's some series going on right now.
It's on Peacock. On Peacock, there is a series, a 3-episode series that connects Menudo to Menendez. And it's a very clear connection. The boys actually hung out with Lyle and Eric in their home quite a bit back in the 80s. And they were kind of friends, but the dad was the one who always wanted to have them over, always wanted to be hanging out with them. And it was even noted from some people that were around him at the time, like, he's got a weird kind of unhealthy obsession here with these, you know, prepubescent and pubescent boys with their shirts off. And
yeah, it's not good.
Turns out there was a reason for it. He was allegedly molesting some of them.
And now it takes back the whole Menendez brothers story a little bit. Are we hoping for a retrial? Is that what the ultimate goal is here?
I don't know exactly. I mean, the goal is to free the Menendez brothers. As far as how that goes down, we don't know the direct path for that yet. But we have an attorney on our show regularly who actually represents them, and we're going to talk more with her soon about this case once more can be revealed. But it is, that's, you know, the ultimate goal, because the prosecution originally in this case continued to not recognize and refute the claims that the Menendez brothers were abused by their parents prior to the murders. There's tons of evidence showing that, yes, these people abused their children, sexually abused their children in absolutely horrific ways. There was even a room in their house that was like the massage room, and only Jose could go to that room. And
that's a problem.
And then whoever he brought into that room with him. And guess what he did in that room with one of his sons? It was torture. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. So once you're exposed to that for a majority of your upbringing and being sexually abused by your family members directly, it's fairly understandable that at some point you may find a shotgun and blow their heads off. I you know, obviously don't condone murder, but I would challenge most people to have, if they would have gone through that, to not have done something like that if the weapon was available to you after all that abuse.
Well, and again, it speaks to a survivor mentality of how do I get through this situation, through this. And I, you know, a little trigger warning here. I'm going to talk about, we've been talking about assault and rape, but if you are being assaulted, you're not thinking clearly. All you're thinking about is what can I do to escape this and to survive it? And then afterwards, it's how can I stop this from ever happening again? Mm-hmm. And so if it's your father, somebody who lives in your home, the only way that you can think of getting out of that is to eliminate him.
Well, exactly. And we're talking the 1980s. We're talking, if you make an allegation like that against your parents, guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up back at home because dad's going to say, oh, he's mad at me because I took the car away or because I'm not letting him play Atari or whatever it may be. There wasn't a whole lot of children being taken seriously when accusations like this were made back then.
And especially a boy. If it were a girl, I think back in the 80s, we would have looked at that and gone, we should look at it. But a boy?
And a boy, no. Couldn't possibly that the father is a gay pedophile.
Nope,
no. Not at all. No, never mind that he likes hanging out with the shirtless Puerto Rican boys all the time that are barely through puberty, but that's totally normal.
If this were really happening, there really wasn't anybody for these kids to go to that would actually look at them and say, we need to look into this.
No,
it would just be you're a boy, you're male. You should be able to fight it off. There's so many different things that we pin on male victims of sexual assault. That's so unfair. We don't understand what's going on. And this is a complete power trip. This is your father. Your father can get away with anything.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
So it's just awful. And my heart goes out to them. If this is really what was going on behind the scenes, nobody believe them. Trust me, nobody believe them. They're male. They're in an affluent family. They've got all these connections. There's no way this is going on. These are just spoiled brats.
Well, exactly. Another allegation going on against Edgardo Diaz, who was the founder of Menudo, for his sexual assaults of members of the group as well. This being now investigated by the LAPD. All these years later, literally 30 some years later, we're finally connecting some dots here. And it's going to be interesting because I'm going to guess the allegations with him are going to lead to something, maybe an arrest. Is there, I don't know, is there a statute of limitations on sexual assault in terms of arresting someone at this point all these years later? It probably depends on the state, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it always depends on the state. They may have made a new statute that would say that you can go back now and go after somebody. We've seen that with a very high profile case in New York. It was not a criminal prosecution, but they went after somebody for a civil prosecution of sorts. So it's possible that you may be able to point a finger and say, you did some shit to me.
From what I understand, California law allows survivors to file a claim within 10 years from the date of sexual assault, or within 3 years from finding out they were injured because of sexual assault. So I'm assuming that's also if the crime took place in California as well. So I'm wondering,
right, but they were touring all over the world.
Exactly.
So who knows?
If they can point this into a state that doesn't have that statute where something happened, there may be a criminal case that could go to trial at some point there. But beyond Eduardo Diaz, I mean, it sounds like a lot of the men that were surrounding these boys that were managing them, I'm not implicating everybody because I'm sure there was some normal, healthy people. There was. There in the documentary, their photographer actually did stand up for them at one point, wrote an article, tried to break the story, and he had his life threatened. He had his career destroyed, and in all of that. But he actually may end up testifying now, all these years later, if this goes back to trial, for the Menendez brothers to seek justice in this, horrific case that these men have now lost half their life behind bars because they were abused as children. They took action to stop it, and then they were punished, which is, it's sick. Today in society, if you look at this as to the way things work today, I couldn't imagine this having the outcome that it had in 1996 when the verdict came in. The new evidence includes allegations from former underage member of the 80s Puerto Rican band Menudo, asserting he was molested by the brother's father, Jose Menendez. Another piece of evidence is previously undiscovered was a letter from Eric Menendez to his cousin Andy Cano, in which Eric implies ongoing abuse from his father. This, along with the allegations from former Menudo member Roy Rosillo, who is in the documentary very prominently and who has suffered his whole life from this abuse, has attempted suicide multiple times, and has really led a very difficult life, who claims he was drugged and raped by Jose Menendez. They are central to the brothers' plea. Rosellio's allegations were made public in that docuseries, Menendez plus Menudo, Boys Betrayed, where these allegations have come to light in the last couple of weeks. They argue that the jurors known about the letter and Rosellio's allegations. The prosecutor would not have been able to argue that the abuse never happened, which is what was argued in the 1996 trial, the second trial. Because remember, the first one was overturned.
I don't remember that one at all.
There were two Menendez brothers trials. The televised one was the convictions were not overturned. The brothers' legal team is demanding that the convictions be overturned. What I meant to say is that in the first trial, you had a hung jury, basically. And then we had to have a second trial. The second one was not televised, though. But the second one is in 1996. 93 was the original. 96 was the second. The second one is where they found them guilty and of first-degree murder and no chance of parole. But how do you get a new trial? New evidence coming to light. And this certainly looks like very damning evidence against Jose Menendez.
Just a tragic, tragic story. I'm looking at pictures of Eric and Lyle right now. Lyle is 55. Eric is 52. The last time we really saw them, they were in their late teens, weren't they?
Late teens, early 20s. We've seen them on and off in new court appearances. They've tried many appeals in the last 30 years, none of which have been successful. But this is probably their best chance right here of seeing what could come to light out of this new evidence and these allegations. The Roy, who's a member of Menudo, never connected the dots, he says, in the documentary. He never realized that, him coming out and speaking about this would have an impact on the Menendez brothers. It just didn't occur to him. And that's understandable. If you're not aware of the family dynamics and everything, you really, But this in itself could see the Menendez brothers back in the news again. It'd be like going back to 1996 in the headlines. But I very much think we're going to see this as headline crime stories in the coming weeks, months, possibly years. So
just an amazing story. If you'd talked to me Monday morning of this week and said, what do you think the stories will be in today's news cycle? This never would have occurred to me.
Nope, not at all. Menendez brothers are back in the news. So is Menudo. And hopefully this time, justice will prevail.
Murder in the morning.
We will keep you up to date on this case and follow it for you, giving you breaking updates as they happen. I'm Tony Bruschi. Keep it right here.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder.